This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Tragic accounts of state-sponsored abductions and enforced disappearances in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, DPRK, require action from the country's authorities, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, said on Tuesday. A new report by the UN Human Rights Office details enforced disappearances and abductions dating back to 1950. Heartbreaking testimony from some 80 victims shows how the crimes have caused long-lasting trauma, said UN Rights Chief Turk, who added that entire generations of families have lived with the grief of not knowing the fate of spouses, parents, children, and siblings. Mr. Turk stated that enforced disappearance is a profound violation of many rights at once, and responsibility lies with the state. He called on the DPRK, more commonly known as North Korea, to acknowledge and resolve the cases and to work with the UN on solutions to these and other pressing human rights issues. Mr. Turk also echoed the report's urgent call for truth, justice, and reparations for victims. Even in decades-old cases, we should leave no stone unturned in seeking accountability, transparency, and redress, he said. Hundreds of thousands of workers in Turkey and Syria lost livelihoods in the deadly February earthquakes, and social justice concerns are rising fast, the UN International Labour Organization, ILO, said on Tuesday. Initial data from Turkey show that the earthquake left more than 658,000 workers unable to earn a living. Take-home pay has dropped by around $150 million per month in affected Turkish areas, too. In Syria, 170,000 have lost their jobs, and the income losses are estimated at $5.7 million a month. Here's ILO's Maurizio Bussi, director of the Priority Action Program on Decent Work in Crises.
Another part of the risks that we are highlighting in the report is the possible surfacing of child labor situations in both countries, because obviously families, they have to compensate on their income. The other dimension is that schools are still closed or malfunctioning, and obviously access to education becomes an issue.
The UN Labour Agency is working in both countries to support jobs and reconstruction grounded in the principles of decent work, skills development, and occupational safety and health. To El Salvador, where a year since the introduction of a state of emergency in response to gang violence, the measures continue to raise serious concerns, the UN Rights Office, OHCHR, said on Tuesday. At least 65,000 people have been detained since the special measures were introduced, and 90 people have allegedly died in custody, amid reports of prisoners' rights violations. Some of these mass detentions, including of children, may amount to arbitrary detention, as they appear to be based on poorly substantiated investigations on crude profiling of those detained, OHCHR said. With more, here's OHCHR spokesperson Marta Hurtado.
We call on the authorities in El Salvador to ensure people are not arrested without sufficient legal authorization and ensure that those detained are afforded all fundamental safeguards as required under international human rights law.
The right to life, the absolute prohibition of torture, and the presumption of innocence apply at all times, even during declared states of emergency, Ms. Hurtado insisted. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.